Well, it's about that time again.
There's so many of them now.
It's exhausting.
It is like in a few weeks, we're going to have another one. And then a few weeks after that, we're going to have another one.
It's too many. They need to stop making things.
And this time, it's not just one. It's two. We're going to do two things.
It's a double feature.
It is a double feature. We don't really spoiler cast Star Wars stuff, generally speaking. But we did watch Visions, and everyone was really hype on it for reasonable reasons. And so we're going to talk about it because we don't have so much to say about What If or Visions, really. Is that accurate?
I think it's accurate.
Okay.
I think that's a fair representation for the quantity of thoughts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But not the quality.
That's right. Why don't we start with Visions? Let's just get that out of the way. The best episode was the first one.
And the last.
The last one was also really good. That's right.
And then I'm trying to think of the ones in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I think what you're thinking of is anime nonsense.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to get into that right now. What I will get into is the themes were a little bit of a grab bag. Like, there were a couple episodes, like the second one, and like I think the second to last with the robot Jedi, that were definitely geared towards a younger audience.
I agree.
And you have the first and the last where people are getting sliced in half and are probably, I would say, geared towards an older audience.
Yeah.
Which is what, I don't know. I think the first one for me was like, oh, okay, these are all going to be like gritty samurai Star Wars stories. Cool. You know, like if I go to an anthology series like Black Mirror, I'm going to expect a certain tone throughout. And we didn't really get that with this, which is fine. It just like threw me for a loop when the first one was like so gritty and violent. And then the second one's like, we're starting a rock band.
Yeah. I completely understand that. I think it was good for them to put those two together because it signaled if you were thinking one way or the other.
Fair.
I also really liked the second one because it seemed very Star Wars. It seemed very much like a story in the universe that we are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were Star Wars because of terminology.
And lightsabers.
But not really Star Wars in terms of what we know of the universe.
Yeah, no. So like the episode with the twins and they were just...
When I said anime nonsense, that really is the one that... And I just want to say, over at Player 2 Has Entered the Podcast, Mike said the words anime nonsense in, I believe, their most recent episode. And I feel now okay saying it because I asked you, before I ever heard him say those words, I asked you offline, mm-hmm. Am I going to get crucified if I say the words anime nonsense? And you're like, oh no.
I said, I won't be saying those words, but...
I'm saying them. I don't watch a lot of anime. A lot of anime tropes I don't particularly enjoy. And that's just personal preference. It is not a statement about the validity of the quality of the television shows.
Right. That's usually why I would use the word nonsense in that context, but, you know.
Okay. So the point being, I think for people that are really into a lot of anime tropes, some of the episodes are going to be way more interesting to them.
Fair.
I don't think that any of them were really unwatchable.
Maybe no.
The robot one. I don't know.
You didn't like that
one. I did not like that one at all.
It was oddly paced.
Also, doesn't it kind of violate? Like, I'm not a hardcore Star Wars nerd, so I may be wrong. And apparently I was wrong about a few things in our last episode, which in our next full episode I have to address.
What were you wrong about?
One of them was that that Portal Halo game is out on console.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So I like have no excuse not to play it. Anyway, I thought you had to have midichlorians. And I also thought that there was kind of a prohibition on teaching people how to be a Jedi after a certain age. Like Anakin in the prequels was too old already, right?
Fair, but I felt like a lot of the stories were like after Order 66 and years away from everyone dying.
That's fine. I'm saying specifically about the robot.
I'm just saying, I know. So what I'm saying is that desperate times call for desperate measures. That scientist so figured a way.
Was picking up a lightsaber?
No, because that was it wasn't as desperate because that's when Jedis could exist. You know, I'm just saying they some emergency procedures and they had a couple hundred years, I guess, to make up some fake midichlorians, faux vegan midichlorians,
vegan
sticking to the robot.
I just, you know, some of them were hidden more than others were.
Yeah.
But overall, I highly recommend it. It's that big of a time investment.
It's not like a big time investment. Movie. It is, yeah, like all of them is like a movie length. And I enjoyed it. I think animation's cool. I think more animation should be made. And very well animated. And, you know, I think, which we'll also get to with our next item in the agenda, animation, I think, allows for more storytelling to happen in a way that you can't have the Guardians of the Multiverse be a live action thing. That would have been a whole ass.
Right. And I'll say straight up, some of the best Star Wars storytelling since the original trilogy was in this anthology.
Wow. That's it. Oh yeah, that was my thing. I was like, I never want to see white people fighting with lightsabers again.
Never
belong.
Again.
It's
there's no reason
for reason for that.
There's no reason for
absolutely
that.
Never again. I'm done.
I
never want to see it.
I will also say that this model, I guess, again, maybe I'm ignorant, but since the Animatrix, I have not really seen something that does this, and I want more of it. I would love to see more stories like this from the Marvel Universe, for instance, or from the DC universe, or...
Well, I would argue that the DC universe has been doing it with their animated movies, but...
But those are all focused on, like, they're not one-shot things. Those are main characters.
Oh, you want, like, all right, here's... I don't know.
Like, I want a story about the person that saw Batman beating someone up in the alleyway and, like, got caught looking. And Batman doesn't know about them. And so they're, like, on their own. And they have to figure that shit out.
Okay. Wow. Free ideas. Here we go.
I don't know. I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. We talked about it in a previous spoiler cast, I think. I really enjoyed... In WandaVision, the flashbacks to the snap, because I'm very interested in those kind of stories. I would love a TV show that's just people dealing with the snap. Without the superheroes. Like, just a drama. Remember, I literally wrote half of a script in my head.
You did.
And then someone told me that that was just the TV show manifest. Oh my God.
So, I mean, you know, you're not without precedent, but, you know.
I just want more of this kind of stuff across different genres and across different types of stories. Like a Lord of the Rings anthology like this. Some random dude who just participated in the final battle and just got lucky the whole time. That would be cool as hell.
I don't know about that. Lord of the Rings, that movie's as long as hell. And I just feel like anything else that they would make. I'm not a hater. Lord of the Rings
of fantasy. You don't like fantasy. A hater of fantasy.
Fine.
I'm sorry. We just have to say Lord of the Rings is like high fantasy. You liked Game of Thrones until the end.
Oh, everyone liked Game of Thrones until the end. And I wouldn't even consider Game of Thrones fantasy. There was some fantastical elements that were extremely apparently watered down from the books.
Yes.
But None of the fantasy things, I was like, wow, there's nothing's bothering me here.
Speaking of franchises,
especially Jon Snow coming back, redone. I was so happy to see him come back.
Did you ever read Aragorn? We're getting way off topic, but did you ever read Aragorn?
No.
I
think Chase did.
Loved those books until the end.
Wow, is that like a kid theme wrote in them fantasy?
And they were like, obviously the core idea was really good. So like the first two books, and then he didn't have a plan after that.
George R.R. Martin is shaking.
Anyway, sweating. A TV show in that universe, like that was a really good magic system. Anyway, moving on.
Not us talking about Game of Thrones and not talking about that new spinoff that's happening.
I won't be watching.
Hate to see it. Well, we do hate to see
it. Sorry, David.
So we
Tennant.
Won't see
it. Is it David Tennant?
I have no idea.
I think it's David Tennant.
What a tangent. Gotta love that here on Game of Thrones.
What if?
That also came out.
It finished up.
Yes.
We are on the record saying we weren't too hot on What If.
Yeah, I was like, this should be a cute ride for the girls, for the gays, for the summer. The superhero girls, superhero gays specifically. Mm-hmm. And which is the thing. Like, we've talked about that. We've talked about the Wanda stands are basically the Barbs of
Dean Cain. Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
this is a heterosexual space.
I'm electing to ignore that. And that's exactly what Marvel's What If was. It was a cute little ride.
We didn't know where the fuck any of this was going.
Well, yeah. So we're like watching them and I'm like, I think I made the joke. I was like, damn, all these are fucking depressing as hell. Every universe is sad until you get to college frat Thor, which was whatever. And I did remember in the trailer, all these weird, like, you know, Star-Lord, T'Challa, Gamora, and whoever, you know, standing back to back to back in a circle, because that's the Avengers formation.
See, I didn't see that.
So I had a feeling that they were going to somehow meet up together.
I didn't know it was going to be a team up, and I also didn't know until after the finale that the Gamora episode got delayed until next season.
Yes, that was so, I was confused. I was like, "What the fuck is?" You did all this work to give us all these other characters, including Black Widow, who they just happened to pop in on, and I'm like, "Who is this Gamora?" I'm confused.
Okay, we need to put a bookmark on the Black Widow thing because that's what I want to end my thoughts on.
Absolutely,
but
I have so many. That is the only thing I have major thoughts about. I'll be honest.
I will say overall, generally in life, that I really enjoyed the animation style more than I thought I was going to, because the previews, I was like, I don't know.
Interesting. I did not like the animation style. It wasn't like egregious to me. Like, it was still like, I was like, oh, okay, like it's fine, I'll watch this, but I wasn't drawn in by it.
I'm very curious what it's gonna look like in 5 years.
Ooh, that's a good
I wonder if they did it like that so that it could age well, because for some reason this is moment that you need to come back to in order to understand something that's going to happen on film in 5 or 6 years.
Maybe. It kind of actually gave me like Spider-Man, Miles Morales into the Multiverse vibes, but like less comic booky, you know what I mean? It's like less of the fanfare, less of the frills, maybe of that sort of style. And if you
paired it down,
you know what I mean? It was fine.
In terms of individual episodes, I really enjoyed the one where Black Widow was hunting down who was killing all the Avengers, and it turned out to be Hank Pym.
That was great.
I thought it was funny that Hank Pym also ended up being the reason why zombies happened.
Hank Pym. The anime universe just carries too much weight in every universe. It's too much. It's too much. It's too powerful.
Other than that, I gotta say, most of them were just okay. I didn't think that many of the performances were really all that stand out.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, though, T'Challa is Star-Lord, which I think I made the joke already. They just popped that nigga into the MCU. Like, yeah. Well, fuck, you can't now. But man, he would have been so much better than Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
It's a me.
That would be a very interesting
Star-Lord.
The Doctor Strange episode where he went crazy and started eating everything and became Strange Supreme.
That was
pretty good episode.
That was cool.
But bleak, like you were saying.
It was bleak.
Mostly we were just, you know, okay, these are cute.
Yeah.
And then in the Ultron episode, which is the penultimate episode, Ultron slices Thanos in half with the Mind Stone, which my only question is, why didn't Vision?
Look.
Even if it was half-powered because you got stabbed or something like that.
Vision's annoying.
Do something.
That is what I've come to conclude. Because if Ultron can do all that shit in the Vision body, then why didn't Vision do that shit in the Vision body? I'm confused.
I have a lot of questions for Vision.
And, you know, it was funny because people were like, well, like, he just, like, sliced Thanos in half. But he caught the nigga off guard. He just went through a portal. I feel like it's like, you know, you're like just getting out of bed or something. Like, of course you're going to get sliced in half. It's fine. The guard was down.
It's like Thor. Thor almost killed him. He had a bunch of stones.
He did.
You know, he should have aimed for the fucking head.
This nigga is traveling through fucking universes.
Ultron aimed for the head.
And then the rest of the body.
Again, where's Vision? It actually makes me a little nervous about White Vision because... Well, I guess he doesn't have the stone.
White Vision doesn't have the stone.
Yeah. Okay.
So should we just call White Vision Vision and Black Vision, or like, you know, the other Vision Vision? Would that be funny? No. Okay. Anyway. yeah. I mean, I liked what they did with Ultron. I thought it was dope. I thought it was really dope how they integrated the Watcher. And it was a cute, fun ride, you know? It wasn't like spectacular. I was just like, oh, this is it made the tying them all together made it infinitely more interesting for me.
Yeah. If I had known all along, I probably would have been more hype.
Yeah.
That said, I would like a comic book nerd to tell us, does the Watcher be fighting like when he started getting into a tussle? I was scratching my head a little bit, not because I have a problem with it. I'm not one of those nerds.
Yeah.
But I've never, has that ever happened before?
I think I saw someone, it was probably Jay. I'm just going to say it was probably Jay. Tweeted a picture, some panel with the Watcher holding a gun. I'm just like,
what?
Yeah, that was, I don't know. A Watcher holding a gun.
I need to investigate that. But yeah, I'm excited about what they did in the finale because it makes it clear that the multiversal implications are going to continue. I do wonder, in terms of the long game, because one of the very first things they did after Endgame was invalidate the stones. Basically say the stones are not going to be all that moving forward.
Right.
They literally had a bunch of them in a drawer. In Loki. So my next thought is, how long is this window going to be open? You know? Like, there's no way that there is a permanent window for them to pull and push any character out of any time stream. Like, I imagine the ultimate defeat of Kang is going to result in one timeline again, whether that be Secret Wars or something else.
Right.
And so I love that they've left it open-ended in this way, not just because of season two possibilities, but like, is Peggy Carter in a S.H.I.E.L.D. going to show up in Secret Wars?
That'd
like
be dope.
Live action?
That would honestly make her very lackluster episode worth it.
Yeah. There's a few of these characters that I actually would be very interested to see them roll over, which leads us to the big, like, Kevin Feige came into our living room and very politely with a smile gave us the middle finger. He walked through the front door and he said, here's a gift. Fuck you.
He already had a set of keys. Already had a set of keys. Walked in. Farted.
There are a lot of fart jokes in Valhalla, which I'm playing a lot right now.
Oh.
And this is, it's one of those things where once you see something, now you see it everywhere. And now my whole life is fucking fart jokes.
Apparently. This is not the party chat, so this is
sorry.
Inappropriate timing.
So at the very end of this fucking finale,
Kevin Feige disrespected the fuck out of us. They took the Black Widow, who was the last person on Earth.
In the original Ultron universe.
In the original Ultron universe?
Yeah, that's the one that he went crazy in.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to shoot the...
Yeah. And she was like, you just watch. I'm motherfucking booked to you, to the Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, girl, you're right. Let's just drop you off somewhere else. And I was like,
Oh my God. Are they going
to
do it?
And I was like, there's no way they're going to do it. I couldn't, no, they don't. But, and they didn't. And that's not the disrespectful part. The disrespectful part is that they could have.
Mm-hmm. They literally opened the door to it. And then that's not.
they said no. We could have done it, but we didn't.
We didn't do it. And it's almost like we could do it at any time.
We could just be like, we could just have Jeffrey Wright with a ball cap
in anywhere.
Drop a motherfucker at any point, anytime. It doesn't matter. And quite honestly, what's the wildest thing about it is that if they would have done it, I'd have had mad respect. I would have been like, you know what? That's the only way you can do it.
Exactly.
That's the only way you can do it. But they didn't.
They did not do it. See, I was thrown off because when Scarlett Johansson fixed her lawsuit situation with Disney, or rather Disney settled, she, as part of her statement, was talking about how she's excited to continue working together. I didn't realize that she's going to be starring in that Tower of Terror movie or whatever that they're making. So I was kind of thinking in the back of my head, oh, shit.
She's coming back.
She's doing more Black Widow stuff. What does that mean?
She didn't even come in to do the voice acting.
Lake Bell did the voice acting.
Very good.
And it was really good. She's also Poison Ivy in the Harley Quinn show and is excellent in that.
Absolutely.
So shout out to Lake
Bell. If you haven't seen the Harley Quinn show, what's wrong with you?
You should go do that.
So yeah, Marvel played in our faces. It's honestly, I can't, it's like I have a list now. Like, I don't know what's the most disrespectful thing that they've done. Killed Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Pietro.
Mm.
Or this. I think those are the top three disrespectful moments in the MCU for me.
I think that this tops all of them though.
Okay.
Because
it should have been Hawkeye.
Because, you know, you're watching Infinity War, like, people get snapped. Like, that happens. So I wasn't surprised that people got snapped. And then it made sense when all the new people were getting snapped. You're like,
how about this? Endgame's going to be the original.
Pause.
Not that I didn't think people shouldn't have gotten snapped. Just what they did to Spider-Man specifically.
I get it.
I just want to clarify that.
And then, you know, Pietro, that was rude.
It was rude.
They
were playing in our faces.
I think that they were playing in our faces there. The reason why this is more disrespectful to me,
okay,
is because Pietro wasn't beloved. I think that
I love
that was more of an X-Men tease.
I love the X-Men.
Okay, but that's not an MCU movie right now.
Yet.
I mean, well, I guess technically it is.
Well, we gotta wait to see what the Spider-Man movie is about before we can say, or what our Doctor Strange is.
Anyway, no one is like banging down the door over the MCU version of Quicksilver, right? Or technically not Quicksilver. So I wasn't hurt when it wasn't that. I was more like, oh, they got us. Like, it was playful.
All right, fine.
This is a little painful.
Because
I love Black Widow. I laughed at the meme along with everyone else with the lady dancing all over that man. And the caption was, this is Black Widow in Iron Man. Like, she really do just be pirouetting all over people and grabbing them with their legs. And I miss her. Damn. We need more Asian representation. Shang-Chi should not be the only one.
When will that joke get old?
It won't.
And I don't think it ever will, which is the sad poem. Oh, man, we're going to be making that joke forever.
It won't. It's forever. The only way I can justify enjoying her.
Fair.
Because I do think she's good at Black Widow. That's why it was also disrespectful for Florence Pugh to be so good. and really show her up in her own movie.
That's rough. That's rough.
Anyway.
I can't wait for her to show Hawkeye up. Oh, man.
What if it was good and you should watch it? And I would say, I wasn't expecting you to have to watch it in order to understand MCU stuff. But I think if you're curious about what an impact the multiverse can possibly have, this is a good example.
That's very true.
This is a good example.
I would say that, yeah.
I actually think it was very smart of them to release this after Loki.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, because it wasn't... It's a different order than what it was supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I think Falcon was supposed to be first, or maybe Loki was supposed to be first.
Yeah.
But well, anyway, it was definitely not Loki and then What If. And I like that it was now Loki and then What If.
I mean, look, after that Jonathan Majors monologue, that the regular people, the normies, were probably like, oh, the fuck is this? This is a payoff to that.
I was kind of expecting him to show up in this, to be honest.
I wanted him to. I was like,
TBH.
That would be kind of crazy.
For a minute, I thought that was going to be the resolution to the Ultron episode, was that Kang like comes out of nowhere and stomps him out or something.
Well, you know, I don't think... From what Kang described in Loki, I don't think Kang has gotten, or any of the infinite Kangs, have gotten to the point where they can do what Ultron did.
Yeah, I think you're right. I just don't know how it works when time is relevant.
That's true. The Watcher was not watching there. So.
Anyway, I'm excited for more Marvel stuff soon.
That's right. Eternals comes out in a couple weeks.
A few weeks. Hawkeye a few weeks after that.
Love that. Spider-Man, we're going to have to go to a theater.
I'm already investigating how much it's
going to cost. The drive-thru counts. I'm so sorry.
No, that's the bad. Like, we'll go.
We'll see it. But it, you know.
That's not a problem. Enjoy
the full theater experience. I get you.
Which we would have, no one can be allowed in there.
Absolutely. I don't have money like that. Look, the popcorn I make here is pretty good.
I'm just saying,
I can make you a Spider-Man cocktail. I need
to
know
how much it's going to be. If it's like $100, I could do that.
Okay.
I guess.
I mean, look, if you want to spend $100, I don't think it's going to be that. What?
It would be 50.
No. That would be your theoretical $100.
It would be all mine.
Yeah.
So you're saying $200?
No, I'm saying gets you all of the seats and then I would just be there.
Oh, so you want to freeload into my...
Freeload? No. Oh my God. Spider-Man. Absolutely not. I would be there as a theater mate. That's work. That's labor. And, well, and as someone to... Be like, oh shit!
I can't handle
that.
This
was wild after the movie. Like, that's labor. That's worth, this. I think, at least $100 to have a friend go, oh, a gamer friend go, oh my God, wasn't that wild? Spider-Man.
I do want a black person around when Miles Morales shows up.
All right, we got to.
I have a feeling in my bones.
That's not happening.
I have a feeling in my bones.
No.
I have a feeling in my bones. We
cut the camp, cut the podcast. I'm cutting it. I'm done.
Okay.
Well, I think that was a spoiler cast.
It was indeed a spoiler cast. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back in a few days with our next episode.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
It's very exciting.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Deuces.